This fall has been great for pennycress, mustards, henbit, and Donibrom to get started in your alfalfa. Treat them now if you want to avoid heavy weed pressure next spring. Stay tuned.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Bruce Anderson.
Nice fall. Good weather has blessed many areas, and most alfalfa still is green after a few light freezes. I hate to spoil this pleasant scenario, but it also has been a great fall for winter annual weeds to get started in that green alfalfa. Check your fields and you might find lots of small henbit plants or mustard rosettes or even short grass seedlings of Donibrom. This density and robust start suggests heavy weed growth next spring. If left uncontrolled, they could grow rapidly, reducing alfalfa yield, thinning stands, and lowering forage quality. To avoid next spring's weed infestation, spray fields now before soils freeze up. Probably the three best herbicides to use right now are Sencor, Sinbar, and Velpar. All three do an excellent job of controlling pennycress, mustards, and Donibrom. Raptor might be a better choice, though, if henbit is your biggest problem. Now you might be thinking, I can wait until early next spring to spend money on these herbicides to spray for these weeds. And you're right, you can wait and be successful with spring spraying. The problem with this thinking, though, is that spring spraying must be done before alfalfa greens up or you will injure your alfalfa plants. Usually there are only a few days in spring where alfalfa is dormant, weeds are actively growing, and it's not too wet or windy. Most of the time, fields don't get sprayed at all, or they get sprayed late and alfalfa suffers some setback. Take advantage of opportunities now to control weeds in your alfalfa. That way you won't be plagued by them next spring.
We'll take a look at those hay prices right after this. As we compare to last week, hay and dehydrated pellets sold steady. Demand was mostly light to all available forage. Now, producers know that they are receiving quite a few calls, but buyers don't want to purchase large quantities of hay. For the cowmen, there's a lot of fall grazing that is still available, so no need for them to supplement their cows. Reports of a lot of secondary forage baled this fall, which includes corn stalks and soybean stubble. All price dollars per ton and the medium to large square bales and rounds unless otherwise noted. By the way, you can get these prices on our website as well at mycentralnebraska.com. Let's look at Northeast Nebraska alfalfa. Premium large square bales, 170 delivered. Good large round bales, 145. Fair large squares, 130 to 135. Good large rounds, 70 to 80. Fair from 50 to 60. The grass hay, good large square bales, 112. Good large rounds, 65 to 75. Fair large round bales, 40 to 45. Small squares were 100 to 112. Over to the Platte Valley, good large square bales of alfalfa, 120. Good round bales, 70 to 80. Fair round bales, 50 to 60. Grass hay, good big round bales, 50 to 60. Old hay round bales at 60. Corn stalks, large square bales, 65 to 70. Ground and delivered to the feedlots, 105 to 110. That is a look to your Forage Focus. Have a great weekend.